Okay. So Holly mastered Giacomo. Oh, Lordy. I've screwed it up first thing. Giacomo. Master Giacomo.
Yeah.
Holly Master Giacomo, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And you have made something of a name for yourself out of your Tampon Tuesday program. It's it seems to be one of those things that we always needed and didn't know that we need. And how have you sort of found that? Because it's funny how someone has one of these ideas and it kind of catches on pretty quickly. And before realizing it, people start to wonder how they got along without it.
That's true. That's true. It actually, the movement Tampon Tuesday started in London about 8 years ago. And we realized that, my staff and I realized that there wasn't anyone in Guelph who mm-hmm. was kind of bringing that to the attention, that it was a needed product with our women who needed to match their resources with their needs. So it kind of started out as, bring them in, drop them off in hopes to get more sales in the store. But it really turned into something a lot more than that. It's just bringing attention that all the services in Guelph mm-hmm. need them. And every household who has a woman or a girl in the household, it's a $15 easily a month expense. And if you don't have that expense, or if you don't have that money, and you're choosing between food and then the hygiene, then yeah. we just don't want any family to have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's almost like in any sort of function like this, like food banks or things like that, toiletries almost become a luxury when you're talking about the needs of helping others. This is something that you buy as regularly as food, but you buy a tube of toothpaste a month or a pack of toilet paper a month or something. It's a bit different than food, but it does sort of fit. I don't know, when it comes to poverty, it just seems like you can only ever do the one thing at the same time. So either you're feeding people or you're, clothing them, or maybe if you get around housing too, making sure people have a roof over their heads. And then in last place, it's like, well, these people may need shampoo or soap or tampons or shaving cream or what have you.
Absolutely. I just knew that we couldn't change the world per se, mm-hmm. but if we could at least focus in our own community. And it's been amazing, the outpouring of donations. It's been really, 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 really great. I've been able to drop off to numerous services. Should I list them?
Yeah.
Oh, so some of the services that we've been able to provide products, feminine hygiene products, to are 40 Baker Street, which is a mobile unit now, Chalmers Community Center, Onward Willow, Brant Ave, Grange Hill Neighborhood Group, and North Riverside.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of astounding that in a community as affluent as Guelph, that you've formed relationships and are essentially collecting for all these groups as well, who are addressing a need amongst the poor in our community. Again, considering Guelph is so affluent.
Yeah, like they usually have, at different times of the year, they definitely have great, like the high schools do food drives. Mm-hmm. And so that ends up getting to the different centers. But when I went into Chalmers for the first time, they had an amazing setup, but all they had for feminine hygiene product was a couple of little zip bags of product. So I just know that there's a need.
Like someone incidentally dropped off a box and yeah. they just tried to distribute it as best they can.
Yeah, exactly.
To go back to the origins of this, this originated in London, Ontario. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Are they just the loudest? No. it started in London.
It started in London, yep.
And so how did you hear about it?
I guess a staff member of mine, Nancy, brought it to my attention. We always knew that, like, we've been helping Ed at 40 Baker Street for quite a while. Mm-hmm. A couple of Christmases ago, he put out a call for feminine hygiene products.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of stuck in our head. So just the fun, quirky name of hashtag Tampon Tuesday kind of just resonated and just stuck with us.
So how does it work in terms of... you know, if people want to help out, or how have people helped out so far, and how does it get from people delivering the product to and getting it to all these places?
Well, how it works, if you do want to donate, you can definitely just come in to Smitten Apparel, which is a drop-off center at 259 Grange Road in the Grange Victoria Plaza. And that's where you can drop off any items such as tampons, pads, shampoos, hairsprays, anything at all. It could be something that you've bought that you, you know, just didn't use, or anything like that. And then the way it gets to the services is I take bags of product and I take them to the services. Sometimes the volunteers might pick up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this,
It's all right.
Okay. I had the opportunity to speak at a Good Working, which is put on a group here in town. It's about anyone who wants to come out and do better for our community. You have a chance to speak. So I was awarded that night $410.
Mm-hmm.
So I approached Shoppers Drug Mart, and they gave me the Life brand product at cost, well as donated $80 worth of product. So that was a great experience and an opportunity that we were able to deliver more product for a longer period of time. And we've had different sales in the store where we have dollar racks that we also use that money towards buying tampons,
mm-hmm.
and pads.
Okay. It's interesting that you can get, Shoppers Drug Mart, this huge corporation that's, millions, if not billions of dollars, but this is a small local endeavor, and you're able to go into a store and you're able to finagle their assistance, and not just, in order to spend the money you were given, but that, and they took the further step to actually give you more than what you were asking for. It's really quite something.
That was great. I was really excited about that. And there's so many other great stories like that. There's some cute, like, senior men who come in on their own with mm-hmm. a bag of product, and and it's just really sweet that they just want to give back. And it's just a really great experience. And sorry, that sounds stupid.
No, it's fine. You're doing fine.
Okay.
So in terms of what you're getting out of it, I mean, you're having people bring things into your store, obviously, but it does sound like it's taken on a bit of a life of its own. It's maybe become a bigger thing than you had anticipated.
It has definitely become a bigger thing because we want to talk about it more. For example, when I called a company in town, a local company, for my business cards,
mm-hmm.
I said to them on the phone, and it was a gentleman who answered, and I said, "Happy Tampon Tuesday." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" So I said, "Well, I said, do you have daughters?" And he says, "Yes." And I said, "Well, then there you go. You should know what Tampon Tuesday is all about."
Yeah.
So, I mean, it raised the awareness just in that conversation. We decided for a week we'd put all the feminine hygiene product with a big sign in our window.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a lot of high school students and people from the community taking pictures of it and sharing it and thinking it was kind of a, you know, a fun idea. When people do see them in the store, they think they're for sale, but we go through the explanation and we let them know that those are donations and they're going on to the people in the community who need them.
Sneaky. it's funny to say that because it I think it almost represents a change in attitude. It's, you know, the whole idea of women menstruating is, you know, and still in some quarters, it's this icky thing. And I guess it's an all male hang up, of course, but it's interesting to see this sort of be turned on its head in a completely opposite direction where, you know,
it's true.
I found this, opinion piece. It was written by Deirdre Pike, who I had an opportunity to meet a couple of weeks ago. But she's this queer woman in Hamilton, and she talked about how she would work in her father's pharmacy, or her father owned a pharmacy or a drugstore because there was no actual pharmacy in it. Long story short, she was doing, you know, bagging purchases, and it was like store mandate. When somebody is buying pads, you have to put it in the brown paper bag because nobody wants to see you carrying around your pads. And then, you know, here we are several years later and the kids are taking pictures of the displays in the window.
Right. And I have two boys. So in my household, hearing the word tampon or feminine hygiene is very common. They're quite aware of being okay to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And they're not made fun of at school, like, your mom's the Tampon Tuesday mom.
Not that I know of.
In terms of, to get back to being serious again, the effect that this has had, and we've talked about the raising awareness side, but in terms of direct impact to people who are in need, has that gotten back to you at all in terms of how this has affected people on an individual basis?
It hasn't, no. I hope that they just feel at ease, though, if they are able to pick up some feminine hygiene products at whichever service they go to for help. Mm-hmm. I just hope that it's just one thing off their mind.
Right.
Yeah.
But to look at it more broadly, we were talking before we started recording that you have been talking to other businesses who are looking to help out as well.
Yeah, I was trying to do some kind of promotion or give back through the Diva Cup. So I'm hoping that the Stone Store or Oh Goodness Me might be interested. So that would be an amazing promo if, you know, the Diva Cup obviously is a product that you would need to have a washroom slash shower in order to take care of yourself. But it would be amazing if a local business like Stone Store or Oh Goodness Me would come forward. And that way we could donate any Diva Cup donations to, like, for example, like Women in Crisis, where there is women in homes like that have that facility of the bathroom.
Right. I do want to approach some more philosophical ground. you're kind of wincing, but that's okay. I do wonder, because we've seen a shift in the last couple of years. There was in the federal government, they took HST off of feminine hygiene products. In the United States, there's actually an act before, I think it's working its way through Congress, but it's called the Menstrual Equity Act, where it would, I'm not sure how much this, you know, would help, but they're talking about, it includes tax credits for low income people, you know, where you can basically write off your pads. It does make me wonder, and again, to get philosophical, it's like the one area in terms of the difference between men and women. This is something women need every month.
Absolutely. It's like toilet paper.
Yeah.
You need it.
But, I mean, men and women both need toilet paper. But this is the one thing, and I was racking my brain trying to think of, like, what's a toiletry that, as a man, I need that a woman doesn't need? and I really couldn't think of any. And it just it seems to me that it seems to me that things are either when it comes to this, we're either kind of taking advantage of women by saying, here's this product you need, pay us this price
we're gonna
we are setting.
We're going to charge
you for it. Exactly. You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I do. I mean, just I totally agree with that. And there's still, I mean, I believe that women in reservations
mm-hmm.
should not have to stay home from school
mm.
because they don't have product.
Right.
I think that's where the government should definitely step up. I mean, New York City has just passed something last year that all women in shelters and the penitentiary. In the penitentiary system have the free access to feminine hygiene. So, I mean, obviously I can't change what goes on in the States. But
right.
I would definitely like to see the city of Guelph come up with possibly, you know, different schools having some access so that young girls who are at school and need it or might not have access
mm-hmm.
financially to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, you know, that would be something pretty,
it's okay. You're being too hard on yourself.
Okay. All right.
You really are. Just let it flow.
Okay. I mean, I would love to see high school girls be able to have access to a feminine hygiene product if they needed it.
Right. To go even deeper into the philosophy, I do wonder if we might see a day where it's just free for everyone. Even saying we're going to make it free and accessible to people of low income, it does also seem kind of, you know, classist on top of that to say, you know what, if you are a woman up with means, then you can choose the type of pads and the type of tampons and the type of, you know,
that's
treatment
true.
You want. Yeah,
it is true. I mean, it should be something that's accessible to all women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. The more money you have, the more you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And it does by talking about it and having this opportunity, it does help other women in Guelph realize that, well, if they're going to buy one pack, maybe they'll buy another pack for donation.
Right.
Not realizing that it's a... What's the word? It's a...
Luxury?
A luxury, sorry. Yeah, that it's a luxury
mm-hmm.
of a purchase.
Yeah. It's also an essential health matter as well. And this is maybe something, you know, as a man, and speaking for other men, we may not appreciate this. You know, it's, you know, there is a you know, health connection to all this, that it's about, you know, proper hygiene, and it's about, you know, there can be complications if you're not taking care of yourself in this
Absolutely.
Regard too.
Yeah, there could be complications of toxic shock.
Right.
There could be complications where if you're not using correct hygiene product, if you're, you know, having to use toilet paper or material or what yeah. have you.
Yeah.
And the other thing that actually I got involved with was through the Making Box, they have a comedy night called That Time of the Month.
Yeah.
Which
All Lady Comics.
Is,
yeah.
Yes, it's appropriate for. So they have been able to also support a couple of times so far as well. They've had me out and I've talked about the initiative of Tampon Tuesday. So.
Mm-hmm.
That also helped with donations.
Yeah, female comics don't have the market on double entendres, but we were also talking before we started recording that and you mentioned the out of poverty mobile, the 40 Baker mobile. Just to, you know, to sort of do a bit of promotion on that end, that is still a venue for people.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Ed is there with his volunteers, right in front of the 40 Baker Street building, and he's there from 12 till 3. And if you ever want to donate, you can definitely go down and see him between the hours of 12 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And he is looking for anything from food to clothing. And there's usually somebody who would need it.
Mm-hmm. And he'll take anything within reason, of course. But I mean, it's just, you know, food, toiletries, clothes, what have you, even, you know, artistic supplies. That's a great place to...
Yeah.
To unburden yourself of the trappings of,
and I think he's looking forward to seeing Chalmers back downtown again.
That's another thing too. Yeah. That's moving into the 10 Carden and 42 Carden.
Yeah, because they're a full access. Like it's not a faith based,
right?
So I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, it's it's fine. is there, in terms of your plans with this, like, are you kind of going with the flow, or because this is,
pardon the pun,
completely unintentional, but it, you know, as I said, the lady comics don't have the market on double entendres, but you know, this came about, and it sort of sounds like it was part good community building, part good promotion for your work. But this does seem to have taken on a life of its own. It's been written about on Guelph Today and The Ontarian. It, as I said at the top of the show, it speaks to a need. So, you know, in terms of your own plans for this, are you thinking bigger? Are you thinking how I can, you know, take this and make it, you know, more of a, I don't know, a commitment on your part, more of a, maybe something in an official capacity as a nonprofit or something? Are you thinking that ambitiously?
I definitely, it's not anything I want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely will continue to collect donations. And I've been just recently this week looking on the P&G website, and they also have a possibility of a donation forum that you can apply for different product donations.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping that I could I can't talk.
It's all right. Okay. You were hoping.
I was hoping that P&G might be interested in doing a donation for this area,
mm-hmm.
for Guelph. I am in contact fairly regularly with Mandy Fields, who created the whole Tampon Tuesday campaign. So I know she kind of took that Canadian-wide. So now there's a Tampon Tuesday website and Facebook page that the Guelph events are listed in.
Oh, yeah.
We've had one fundraiser for 40 Baker Street back in April, and then all the attendees brought feminine hygiene products. So that was a great, we got quite a bit of product from that, from that night. So
Michelle Fields, is she surprised how this has caught on? I'm sure you must've had conversations with her that.
So Mandy Fields,
sorry.
She works at CTV News, and, The hashtag Tampon Tuesday is actually trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I explained to her everything that I was doing and what the plan was and that I just want to be community minded, she was fully on board, and she just loved hearing all the great things that we were able to do and give back.
Okay. It's like I said, it's interesting how these simple ideas sort of catch on. So for anyone who would like to donate, how can they help out?
So if you want to donate any kind of feminine hygiene products, then you can either drop them off at Smitten Apparel, 259 Grange Road in the Victoria Stevenson Plaza, or there's also like some amazing services that could be in your area, like any one of the neighborhood groups. Each ward in Guelph has a neighborhood group,
mm-hmm.
and they usually have a food cupboard, a clothing closet, and they'll take any of the feminine hygiene products as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's Chalmers, there's Hope House, there's 40 Baker.
So not to diminish you, but there are venues aside from
absolutely.
From Come and Buy Smitten yeah. Apparel, and it doesn't have to be a Tuesday. You can come in any
oh,
day
absolutely.
Of the week.
It could be any day of the week. Yes.
Yeah, it's not just a Tuesday thing. Very important. So yeah, like I said, I see this as a good, important first step in sort of talking more about poverty issues in Guelph and I hope to, you know, as I said, you've gotten a lot of great promotion in terms of the program and how it's been helping people out. But I do hope, and I just want to say this while you're here, I do hope that other people who are thinking about doing something like this or have a program that maybe needs a little more love and promotion, I am looking to shine a light on that work. And I am looking to shine more of a light on the poverty issues in town and the people. Not necessarily the people, but the need and how maybe institutions aren't addressing that as well as they could. And so I'm glad you were willing to come in and take part in this first step of my experiment here. So
thank you very much, Adam.
And thank you, Holly. Holly Master Giacomo, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I was so
no,
nervous.
No. It's